All right. I think Rick handled all those things. I'm here to talk about the game yesterday and the situation where it is. New England played a very good football game, and we obviously didn't play very well, in the especially toward the end of the second quarter. The blocked field goal for the touchdown kind of put a extra damper on it, but with the four interceptions, we didn't do enough good things to win the football game. So,
Mike, can I just, I know you might not want to talk directly about the Peterson thing, but how difficult is it for you, all of this being thrust upon you after your first game as an NFL coach?
You know, it's not my first, I've been in the NFL for 21 years, I've seen a lot of things, so we just go about our business and keep working as hard as we can and try to get the football team better each day.
Are you expecting him to practice Wednesday?
I think that not only to abuse victims, but I think we all understand how serious the allegations are. But Rick has handled all these questions, and I'm going to defer all those to him.
Mike, is he going to practice?
You sign up for everything when you become the head coach. It's, you know, you sign up for the good days and the bad days and the days where you get beat, whatever the score was yesterday, 30-7. So, and the 36-7 wins. So, you know, it's not my most favorite times, but it's the way it is.
Mike, strictly from a personnel standpoint, do you anticipate that Adrian will be here all week, or is he going to be traveling back and forth and missing some practice?
I anticipate that he'll be here, yes.
You talk to Adrian and just try and gauge how he's doing through this and how focused he's going to be on the task at hand with all of this swirling around him?
I've been in constant contact with Adrian all the time. So, you know, I know that he wants to be back around with the guys and play and everything else. So, how about those Patriots yesterday?
Mike, I know it's for the Bengals, they've also had some of their issues regarding off-the-field instances. What has changed in your perspective now that you're a head coach? How have these situations changed now that you're the head guy?
I'm not sure if I understand the question, Master. Say it.
The way that you're able to go through these processes, I mean, how is your role different now and how have you been able to kind of handle these kind of situations?
Well, it's obviously different just because you know, Marvin handled a lot of those things. But, you know, when I was in Cincinnati, and as it will be here, we're going to work extremely hard to get the guys to understand what kind of people that our fans want them to be like, what kind of team we want to have and what kind of individuals we want to have. So we did that when I was in Cincinnati, and we'll continue to do that here.
Like, he obviously issued a statement. He's talked to you throughout the process, the team. Is there anything in particular you wanted to hear from him over the last couple of days?
Nothing particularly. I, you know, I wanted to see how he was, obviously, how his demeanor is, and just, you know, we have heart to hearts, and I like to keep it between us, the things that we've talked about.
Mike, I know you've seen a lot in the league, as you said. How do you personally get through adversity and tough times like this, and what is your message to your team to get them into tough times?
You know, my dad, when he was coaching me when I was growing up, he said, he always told me, tough times don't last, but tough people do. So it's time to get back to work, put our nose to the grindstone, get on the tape, start focusing on the New Orleans Saints. You know, that's what we do. We get back to work.
Mike, some of your players are saying they think this can bring the team together, kind of like an us against everyone mentality. Have you seen that already forming with your guys?
It's hard for me to, you know, I met with them this morning for a short period of time, and so it's hard for me to get gauged anything like that. You know, I hope that we have enough intestinal fortitude that we want to get better each and every day, regardless of what the situation is and regardless of all the circumstances.
Fought against using this as any type of reason for the performance yesterday. When you look at the tape and you've examined everything now a day later, anything, how do you reconcile the two performances and from how clean you guys were in the preseason to what went on out there yesterday?
Well, I think New England had a lot to do with it. You know, they played very well. They had a good plan going in. Obviously, offensively, they wanted to run the football and get the ball out of Brady's hands quickly. Defensively, they did a good job of disrupting our routes. the thing that I found out about our football, and it's never good, but you try to learn something from every experience that you're in. This was the first time that with myself, with this football team, when things went kind of south, I had to find out a little bit about how we react, and you know, when you get punched in the mouth, how you react in some of these situations. And so I know a little bit more about them today than I did yesterday, maybe more so if we would have won. So, well, just how we reacted. It's the first time I've ever seen some of these, you know, the not as much urgency offensively, maybe doing our own thing a little bit defensively as opposed to continually doing what we've been teaching them to do. So those things are good to coach off of how we can get them to understand that part of the reason why we've looked like a good football team and clean, as you said, we can revert back to getting back to doing what we do all the time, and that's why we've been playing good, I believe. Obviously, the turnovers didn't help in the blocked field goal, but even the other circumstances I'm talking about.
You said when you were putting this team together that you looked at character almost as much as skill, that you wanted good people to build a football program. Do you feel your hands are being tied in any way in this situation?
No, I don't. I think we'll always continue to look like that. And honestly, I think look for those kind of guys. Where's my sign? I got a sign up here somewhere that says something to that effect. But no, we will always continue. And honestly, we have good football. We have good people on this football team. We have good guys on this football team. And I will continue to preach being good people, people that the fans are excited about. You know, it's also important that when I ask these players to do the things that I ask them to do, to fight for me, to run through the wall for me, that that I'm able to help do my very best to help support them when I can.
You've undoubtedly got a locker room full of guys with different opinions about corporal punishment, discipline, parenting, all those things. How do you prevent this from becoming a divisive issue among players that might have different views about what took place?
Well, you know, this is America. Everybody's got their opinions on and everything, and that's partly what makes this country great. And I think it's good to be able to voice your opinion, and even when you're in a team setting, it's not all, everybody doesn't always agree on everything. I mean, I disagree with some of the things the coaches say, and I'm sure they disagree with some of the things we say. The most important thing is we're able to speak our mind, say what we think, and then come out of there together.
Doesn't deny that this will have a distraction factor with the court of public opinion, lots of media here. How do you kind of fight through that as a coach and not let it become too much of a distraction?
I think the same thing that I've said all along is we just get to work. We, you know, my focus is on trying to get this football team better and play the Saints and how we can improve each day. There's obviously a lot of things that we have to keep working through, but this team has been very, very focused in everything that we've done since I've walked in the door, and so I want to continue to try to do that.
What are your thoughts on the return of Mike Prefer?
I think it's good. I think you know, I'm proud that Mike did the things that he had to do. I'm proud that we didn't ruin a guy's career because he made a mistake. I'm glad that we were able to stand by him. I appreciate all his hard work and the things that he's done during these 2 weeks. We're glad to have him back.
Was there a
recurring theme in what went wrong in special teams yesterday? I mean, block field goal, a couple long returns.
I could have done a better job, to be honest with you. I could have done a better job. So put that one on me.
Both yourself and John Harbaugh have been, you know, out in front talking about things other than X's and O's, reasons probably you didn't choose to do. I mean, as a head coach in the National Football League, you become the face of a franchise. Coming into this job, how much did you expect that being the role and be prepared for that?
That's a good question. Prepared for it and expected probably not as much as you should, but it comes with the territory. You know, my dream is still to take this football team and this organization to where we want to go. And I can't let the so-called distraction or the things like this that I have that we're dealing with today affect my focus and my trying to get this football team better. I worked an awful long time to try to get to this position where I have the opportunity to do the things that we have the opportunity to do, and you know, I'm going to keep trying to do my very best.
Coach, what input did you have in reactivating Adrian Peterson? Did you give advice? Did you ask them to do it? What role did you play in this?
I was involved in all the conference calls, and there are several, many, many, as Rick said. Rick stated a lot of this stuff, but I was involved. It was a ownership decision. I mean, they took all the advice in there and then went from there. But we as an organization, we decide what we feel is the right thing in all these issues. And so I don't know how much input I had, to be honest with you. I mean, most people in this room know me and know I'm going to say my opinion all the time.
Time for two more.
Matt Khalil still dealing with injury effects, or it just seems like he's not quite the same guy he was?
The guy he went against yesterday, obviously, he probably went to Canton yesterday. He had a great game, blocked the field goal and scored the touchdown. Matt's still working on some things. We talked a little bit this morning, him and I, about some stuff. And, you know, he's going to have to continue to get better. We got to get him better, and we expect him to get better.
Mike, how about Xavier Rhodes just moving forward? Any concerns about his play, his confidence moving forward, that sort of thing?
I don't think he has any confidence issues. I think, you know, there's a very fine line between the pass interference and covering a guy close. And the thing that he did yesterday on most all those situations, you know, we talk a lot around here about having contested catches and making sure the guy's in there, and sometimes you're going to get those things. Obviously, we don't want penalties defensively, but the good thing is, if you want to take a positive out of that, is that we were pretty darn close to the receivers on all these situations. Now we got to keep perfecting the technique of not only being in the right place and contesting catches, but not committing a foul. Okay.
Thank you.